That's a crunchy granola, sweet by Percy Faith and the orchestra. It's 19 minutes before 4 o'clock here on the afternoon show on WJMA. Well, the Mother of the Year contest got underway with a big bang this year, and the final winner, who was chosen by the team of judges, is a Mrs. Preacher, Peacher. The letter concerning Mrs. Peacher came from her daughter, Mrs. Curtis, and in telling Mrs. Peacher of her win, Chet Burgess had this to say to her.
Hello, is this Mrs. Peacher?
Uh-huh.
This is Chet Burgess calling from WJMA Radio in Orange, Virginia. I'm calling to inform you that one of your daughters, Mrs. Louise Curtis, sent a letter to us this week in a contest that we were running for Mother of the Year. And would you believe that we have selected you as our winner?
Oh.
Your daughter wrote us a 3-page letter describing the hard work you put in to raise her and her 4 brothers and sisters.
That's right.
And it really impressed us.
I guess so.
And we wanted to call you and let you know that you had won, and we're going to call her also. We have 7 prizes contributed by some merchants generally here in the Orange area.
Uh-huh.
And if you would like to, if you or your daughter could stop by the station anytime in the future, we'd be very, very happy to give you letters from our manager, Mr. Harrison, which will entitle you to these prizes. We have a dinner for two at Hart's Restaurant, a steak dinner for two at the Lion's Den here in Orange, a calendar clock from Orange Furniture, an electric cooker from the Leggett store in Orange, and a couple of other very nice prizes, a West Bend's toaster from J.S. Purcell Lumber Company down in Louisa.
You say I win something?
Yes, ma'am.
Huh?
You definitely do.
Well, you call my daughter to talk to her, because she understands better than I do. I can't hear too good, and
mm-hmm.
She'll understand what it's all about.
Okay, well,
she'll get in touch with me about it.
All right. We'd like to express our congratulations
to
you.
I do too.
And some of the things your daughter put in her letter. Did you really walk 8 miles a day to work at one time?
I did. I can prove it by anybody who wants to know it.
Uh-huh.
And had a sack of meal under one arm and a sack of flour on the other.
She mentioned she could remember seeing you coming in the door with a sack of meal and the sack of flour.
Yeah, my husband died when he was all small. The oldest one was 9, and the youngest one, Louise, was 18 months old.
Mm.
And I never had no insurance, no kind, and I took in wash and kept it on home, sent to school and give them the education the best I could.
Well, you certainly must have given your daughter, Mrs. Curtis, quite an education, because she wrote a beautiful letter.
Everybody brags on my children, but I really did have to work hard to raise them.
Mm-hmm.
Someone would tell me to put them out and get you a job. Oh, it made me so mad. I said, I'd rather from have a glass of water and a piece of bread and put them out.
Well, I can tell. We can tell from the letter that your daughter must love you very much, and I think maybe we love you a little bit.
Well, thank you. I think they all think a lot of me.
Well, congratulations again, Mrs. Peacher, for being the WJMA Mother of the Year.
That's our Mother of the Year, Mrs. Peacher. It's 15 before 4 here on the afternoon show on WJMA. If you're driving through the area, WJMA is in Orange, Virginia. And Orange County is one of the prettiest counties in all the state, by golly. And we welcome visitors through. If you're just going through or you're here for a stay, we hope you enjoy your time with us in this area. It isn't just Orange County I'm talking about. It's the whole 5-county listening area of WJMA. Don't get me wrong. I think this whole area is something to just take your breath away and to get out and look up at that sky at night with the black, black sky. We don't have the city lights to sort of water it down, so to speak. You don't get a watered-down Milky Way around here. And so it's just another one of the features of this area of the Virginia that is so lovely. I do get carried away. We have a nice afternoon, and the weather is not in any way bad at all, even though there is a forecast of an early afternoon shower. It's getting on to be late afternoon. Maybe we won't even get it. Maybe you've had it where you are, but I haven't felt it here. It hasn't come through here yet. Now, the highs today are reaching up to the 80-degree mark. It was just forecast for the mid to upper 70s. We've just touched to the 80 degrees right now. And it's going to be fair tonight, and tomorrow a little cloudiness, the highs in the upper 70s again. Chance of rain's 30% this afternoon, dropping down to a zip tonight, and then up again to a 30% chance for rain tomorrow, with a little winds coming in at 10 miles an hour or less today and tonight, just variably. 80 degrees, as I said, in the Fahrenheit reading, 26.6 degrees Celsius, and 41% is the relative humidity. At 14, B44. Gringo in Mexico is the new single out by Maria Muldaur. You know, she's that Oasis thing, Midnight at the Oasis gal. Now she's moved herself down to Mexico.
I was raised in the heart of the city, raised up and put down and told what to do. Now looking back, it just seems like a pity. I think that I must have been some kind of fool. I'm for the things I can show you. What more could be right? I'm for the things I could show you.
Spring, you start thinking about all the new things you need around the home or farm or for your business. First Virginia Bank of Orange would like to help you get whatever you need, and we'll give you the best deal around on any kind of loan, whether personal, commercial, or agricultural. Drop by soon. Member FDIC.
We're going to have a look at the news in 10 minutes at the top of the hour. Now we're going to hear from the Blue Jays, and this is Nights, Winters, and another one.
Thank you.
Cold nights, winters, and years. I knew I'd catch up on the whole title on that sooner or later. It's 6 before 4 on the afternoon show. That was the Blue Jays. Say, have you seen a white turkey running around near the Jefferson Street, on the Jefferson Street area, that is, near the 200 block? Well, it belongs to a listener. It's a full-grown white turkey, has wandered off from home, and they'd like to get him back. And the number to call if you have seen this white turkey on Jefferson Street or thereabouts, 672-4569, 4569. Get him on back home. I wouldn't suggest that you try to carry him back home, but if you've seen him out, you could call that number and they could come over and do what you have to do to get a turkey to go on back home. Turkey call? Well, whatever. So we'll try to get that. That's another little item on our pet patrol. This poor little thing, I think, is destined for other things other than pet patrol kind of things, though. Now, we're going to hear from the Mills Brothers in a moment.
It looks like a cola, but it's not. I just had to try the special taste it's got. Funny how things can look the same. A cola's just a cola, no matter what its name. So don't you believe nobody else. You go and find out for yourself. Dr. Pepper, so misunderstood. And it tastes different. And millions of people love the difference of Dr. Pepper. So misunderstood. It tastes different.
Ill is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore. 'Cause love is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
Guess what that spelled? You're right. Mother. No, it spelled love. And it's getting on up to 4 o'clock news time. We'll be there in un moment.
We're having a party at Tasty Freeze. A good time party at Tasty Freeze. There's lots of fun at Tasty Freeze. That's where the good things are.
Big T, that's me, with a surprise for you at your participating Tasty Freeze.
The old-time favorite, Big T, French fries and a drink, only 96 cents.
This is Tasty Freeze, and everybody loves Big T.
Come to the party at Tasty Freeze.
Take the time to love your dog. Take the time to love your son. Taking time to be together brings happiness to everyone. Take the time to love your mother. Take the time to love your dad. Take the time to give some laughter. Give the time you've always had.
Give the time to touch each other. Give the time to laugh and play. Give the time that makes a family live a lifetime every day.
Give your children everything. Give them your time. A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons.
80 degrees in Orange at 4 o'clock. You're tuned to WJMA, AM, and FM. And here's what's new. The Laotian government has appealed to the people for calm. The government denied rumors that there would be bloodshed in Vientiane and prohibited Laotian and foreign residents from leaving the country. The orders were issued in a broadcast by the Laotian National Radio. The directives were aimed at forestalling rumors and fears that a violent transfer of power to the communist-led Patat Lao was imminent. The rumors came after Premier Suvana Fuma virtually conceded Sunday that the Patat Lao have won the struggle for control of Laos. He said it is necessary to look at the facts and prepare to reach an accord with history. A State Department spokesman says there are no plans at present to evacuate any of the approximately 1,000 Americans in Laos now that the communists appear to have the upper hand there. A spokesman says the situation does not appear to warrant it. The communist-oriented Patat Lao emerged as the only cohesive political organization in Laos over the weekend with the resignation of 4 senior rightist cabinet ministers. In addition, 3 top rightist generals have been removed from their posts. The Khmer Rouge radio in Cambodia had high words of praise for China today and thanks to North Vietnam, North Korea, and Laos for helping the Khmer Rouge struggle. There was no mention of the Soviet Union, and broadcasts from Saigon say the new revolutionary government in South Vietnam is planning to reopen the capital's Tan Son Nhut airport. Meanwhile, North Vietnam criticizes the United States, Singapore, Thailand, the Philippines, and other countries for not returning warplanes and ships taken out of the country by Vietnamese refugees. The White House has said that South Vietnamese and Cambodians flew out a total of nearly 300 aircraft, including helicopters that had been provided by the United States. Some 100 planes and helicopters retrieved from Thailand by the United States were brought into Guam today by the carrier Midway. Former South Vietnamese Vice President Nguyen Co Ky suggests that Thailand and Burma are among the countries next in line for attack by the communists. He commented in a broadcast on ABC in an interview pre-recorded at Camp Pendleton, California. Prime Minister Lee Kuan Yew of Singapore says agents wonder whether the United States would fight to defend South Korea if it were attacked. In a broadcast on CBS in Washington, he suggested that it would fight for the 60 days permissible by law without congressional approval, but that after that there is a question mark. The World Petroleum Conference has opened in Tokyo with calls for a world conservation effort and cooperation between producer and consumer nations. Iranian oil official Dr. Manoogchir Iqbal made the plea for conservation, charging that vast amounts of energy are being wasted, and he said petroleum must be conserved for use as a raw material and in other applications where alternatives are not available. Japan's Crown Prince Akihito welcomed the approximately 2,000 delegates representing almost all major oil-producing and consuming nations except China, and Prime Minister Miki of Japan called for dialogue and cooperation between the two groups. U.S. Secretary of Commerce Rogers Morton said the United States does not seek confrontation with the producers, but mutual accommodation among all nations. The conference, one of a series held periodically, is primarily a technical meeting of experts. No immediate major developments are expected. Newspapers in Egypt are carrying reports of the decision of four Arab countries, including Egypt, to form a joint authority to organize an arms industry. The other countries are Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates. The headquarters will be in Cairo. The move is seen as an attempt to counter Israel's arms industry. Theodore White, in a newly published book on Richard Nixon, says presidential assistant Alexander Haig became, in effect, acting president about 1 week before Nixon resigned. In his book, Breach of Faith, The Fall of Richard Nixon, White says Haig led a campaign to persuade Nixon to resign for the good of the country rather than attempt to fight impeachment. White says the campaign began when Haig and others learned the contents of White House tapes of conversations in which the use of the CIA to sidetrack the FBI investigation of Watergate was discussed. Nixon is pictured as having become an unstable personality in the last days of his presidency. Boston's mayor, Kevin White, has said through an aide that he is disappointed in a federal judge's new school desegregation plan for the city. White suggests that it would disrupt neighborhoods and virtually guarantee a continuation of current tensions stemming from busing. The Boston chapter of the NAACP has said that it will have no comment until tomorrow. Opponents of school busing have voiced dissatisfaction with the plan. It calls for more busing than at present, and it focuses on busing of students in the lower grades rather than the higher ones as at present. Well, the ice officially broke up on the Nenana River near Fairbanks, Alaska at 1:49 p.m. Saturday, and that meant $13,300 apiece for the six Alaskans who had guessed right in the annual state lottery on the subject. The moment of the official breakup is determined by a tripod set in the middle of the river. The tripod falls when the ice begins to warm up and move. A new slant on lotteries. This is WJMA Radio News.
This is Russ Roberts. We have a program here on WJMA called Airline. It airs on Sunday night at 8. And on this program, we talk to you about anything you want to talk about. It doesn't have to be important. And once in a while, we have an interesting guest. Give us a call Sunday at 8 on Airline right here.
Weather for the five-county area. There has been a predicted early afternoon shower, which has not fallen around the area. Mostly sunny for later on, and the highs are going to be in around 80 degrees. Tonight, to be fair, with the lows around 50 or in the low 50s. Variable cloudiness tomorrow, the highs in the mid to upper 70s. Chance of rain is 30% this afternoon, near zero tonight, and 30% tomorrow, with winds variable 10 miles an hour or less today and tonight. It's holding at 80 degrees Fahrenheit on our back porch thermometer, 26.6 degrees Celsius, and the relative humidity is 41%. I'm Jean Love for WJMA Radio News.
Who was George Washington?
Our first president.
Paul Revere.
He rode a horse to warn us that the British were coming.
And Betsy Ross?
She made the first American flag.
And the Minuteman?
He fired the shot heard around the world.
Where did you learn all that?
At Hardee's.
That's because participating Hardee's are now offering free plastic Patriot Cups when you buy a 14-ounce soft drink. So while the supply lasts, collect your free Patriot Cups created especially for the bicentennial at Hardee's.
Visit Hardee's in Orange on Madison Road, opposite the park, and shop.
One more time. to give your hand to a friend. Maybe it's not the end, and I think we can make it one more time if we try. One more time for all the old times.
Melissa Manchester and Midnight Blue. Really a great sound, I think, from that gal. She's got a brand new album, and this is one of the singles that they've taken from that. So, Midnight Blue. It's 10.5 minutes. Correction, 11.5. I'm a minute slow. 11.5 minutes after 4 on a weekend program here, Sunday afternoon on a Mother's Day in Orange, Virginia. Do you know what is number one on the I hate the most in the way of vegetables list, or whatever has been, or what's dropped? Put it this way, spinach has historically been the most hated vegetable in the U.S., but would you believe it ranks 10th now on the most disliked list? A U.S. Department of Agriculture survey finds eggplant now at the top of the list of hated vegetables. That's kind of wild. They keep track of things like that. I love spinach. And I don't really go too much for eggplant myself. that can come and go. Other hated vegetables in their order of preferences or non-preferences, really. Number two is turnips, then okra. And if you've ever had boiled okra, it's really bad news. Asparagus. I can't imagine anybody not liking asparagus, though. Ooh, that is so good. Especially in the springtime. Brussels sprouts, beets, squash, broccoli, and cauliflower. In all that business of hating vegetables, all those are really, to me, everyone except okra and possibly the number one eggplant are really can be very tastily done up. If you're a good cook, that's the whole thing. A lot of times people hate things because they've never received them in a decent cooked up dish. And that makes a difference. Of course, you doctor them up enough, you can't tell what they taste like. Lots of butter, lots of salt and pepper. Crack an egg over hot spinach and mix it in, and it's good. And it cooks while it's there, don't get me wrong. Don't crack an egg on your hair if you're going to give yourself an egg shampoo. If your hair is warm, still from washing it, you'll get it cooked in your hair, too. Wait until it cools, or do your hair with a cool rinse, and then whip up an egg and do it through, and you get a very nice sheen in your rinse. That's just another little aside. I really have things that segue beautifully together, from spinach to hair rinse, in one easy lesson. Well, Brass on Ivory is the name of a thing coming up between Henry Mancini and Doc Severinsen. They put it all together, and here it is. Thank you.
This is a game. A game you can play to test your powers of imagination.
Ready? Begin.
Listen to this. The scene you just heard was A, a discussion on Planned Parenthood, or B, an early morning farm program demonstrating the sowing of wild oats.
The answer is C. This old boy and me standing in front of a microphone making those funny noises.
If what you imagined was more fun or more interesting, give your imagination 10 points.
The Imagination Game, part two.
Hold it. We've played games long enough. The point is, on radio, nothing is complete until you make it so. And we can make suggestions, but it's your imagination that completes the picture exactly the way you want it to be. No other communications medium is so personal and so private. Without you, radio is nothing. With you and your imagination.
Radio is beautiful.
That's almost unbelievable. That's a John and Mary thing. Lousy. Well, be that as it may, on Butterflies, it's a Miracle is a new one. Not that new, really, but it's a nice single out by Barry Manilow after his Mandy piece of business that has just really skyrocketed him to fame and fortune. He needs a good square meal, I would say. Have you seen him? He's the thinnest thing. And he probably just works it all off, I guess. He's just one great, big, long, tall, skinny string bean. But terrific performer and a great showman. This is It's a Miracle, Barry Manilow.
Miracle,
a true blue
respect,
they call a miracle.
It's gotten to the point that a man can't get a conventional mortgage to buy a new home unless he has a five-figure down payment. That's why the government has a program which makes 100% financing available, and that's why Ben, Joe, and Pete Estes have a development in Gordonsville. Their model home is open Saturday and Sunday from 1 till 4. Just turn at Frank's Barbershop, go past the old hotel, bear left, and look for the model home sign. Or call 672-1041 for information. 100% financing is available.
And time now to hear from an outfit called Heartwood from their Nothing Fancy album. And they aren't anything fancy, they're just a down-to-earth kind of outfit. This is called Guaranteed to Win, and then the last little piece of business is a quickie. It's called Is It My Body or My Breath?
Much too long. Your life is yours to lead, it's all you're choosing. So live it like you want, or you'll go wrong. And you've been singing a sad tune much too long. Maybe it's time to sing song. Open up your heart, why won't you let sweet love come in? 'Cause when your heart is full of love, you're guaranteed to win. Lovers come and go, it's part of living. So hold on to the one that treats you right. Give the love she needs and be forgiving. Yes, and she'll be there when you come home at night. Maybe it's time to sing a different song. Open up your heart, why won't you let sweet love come in? 'Cause when your heart is full of love, you're guaranteed to win.
And there you have it. I think that's a funny little piece to throw on the end there. I do that every time. That's a really nice sounding bunch called Heartwood. They have lots of good cuts on that new album of theirs out called Nothing Fancy. Now we hear about Wildfire, about a little pony. This is by Michael Murphy. And at 4:30, we're going to have a look at some sports news. That's just 3.5 minutes from right now.
She comes down from Yellow Mountain on a dark flat land she rides on a pony she named Wildfire with a whirlwind by her side on a cold Nebraska night. They say she died one winter when there came a killing frost and the pony she named Wildfire busted down its stall. In a blizzard he was lost. Dark of the moon, I planted it. But there came an early snow. There's been a hoot owl howling by my window now for 6 nights in a row. She's coming for me.
WJMA, AM and FM in Orange, Virginia. Time to have a look at the latest sports news in, brought to you by a member of the WJMA Sports Broadcasters Club, Miller's Beer. And here's the latest in from the ballparks. The American League and National League Baseball scores to date, or to the moment. At the end of the sixth inning, it's Texas 9, Detroit 6. And at the first game, at their 5.5-inning mark, it's Minnesota 5, Baltimore 1. Chicago 2, Cleveland nothing at the end of 5.5. And at the end of 3.5, it's a scoreless tie between Milwaukee and Kansas City. In the National League play, it's Los Angeles 6, Pittsburgh nothing at the end of 7. Cincinnati and New York are tied 2-2 at the end of 7. And at the end of 3.5, it's Atlanta 4, Philly 3. The Chicago-San Diego game at the end of 4.5 is San Diego 1, Chicago nothing. At the end of 6, it's Houston 3, Montreal nothing, and St. Louis 4, San Francisco 3 after their fifth inning. In NBA playoffs, their first quarter score is Washington 26, Boston 18. In the World Hockey Association Championship playoffs, the Houston Aeros have taken a lead of 3-0 in their best-of-7 series with the Quebec Nordiques. Houston scored a 2-0 victory last night as right winger Frank Hughes picked up his fourth goal of the playoffs, 13 seconds into the second period, on a power play. Paul Papier scored in the final period to ensure the win. Houston goalie Ron Graham got the shutout, but more important, it was Graham's ninth consecutive playoff win, a new league record for goaltenders. The Arrows can wrap up their second consecutive WHA championship with a win tomorrow night in Quebec. Wally Dallenbach has qualified for an eighth-row start in the Indianapolis 500 auto race. Dallenbach's time, 190.6 miles an hour, is fourth fastest in this year's trials. But he will start in 23rd position on May 25th because he was not able to make his bid yesterday. Also making his bid today was veteran George Snyder, and he landed a probable starting spot with a clocking of just under 183 miles an hour. The final round of the Byron Nelson Golf Classic in Dallas was postponed a little bit by rain today. The round was put off until tomorrow. And it was held up, it wasn't put off altogether. It was just held up for 2.5 hours as officials waited for a break in the thunderstorms. None of the leaders had started play when the round was postponed. One stroke behind the leaders, the three golfers who share the third-round lead are Bruce Crampton, Ron Funseth, and Bob Eastwood, and those behind are Miller Barber, Bob Smith, and Tom Watson. More sports in a moment.
When it's time to relax, Miller stands clear, beer after beer. If you've got the time, you've got the time, we've got the beer. Miller Beer, if you've got the time.
Miller Beer, distributed in this area by Rothwell Distributing Company, Route 250 West, Charlottesville.
A 46-year-old Arlington physician won the third annual Preakness Festival balloon race held yesterday in Maryland. Dr. Thomas Nevison became the only one of eight starters to finish the race from Druid Hill Park in Baltimore to Maryland's Eastern Shore. Dr. Nevison reached an altitude of 14,000 feet as he crossed the Chesapeake Bay during his two-hour flight. And on that note, that's it for now on our Sports Check, brought to you by Miller's Beer, a member of the WJMA Sports Broadcasters Club. We'll have a look at all the sports following the Virginia news at 5:15.
It's 5 o'clock this morning and the sun is on the rise. There's frosting on the window pane and sorrow in your eyes. The stars are fading quietly, the night is nearly gone. And slowly turn away from me, and tears begin to come. And it's goodbye again. I'm sorry to be leaving you. Goodbye again. 'Cause if you didn't, shame to leave you now. The days are soft and warm. I long to lay me down again and hold you in my arms. I long to kiss the tears away and give you back your smile. But other voices beckon me, and for a little while inside of me. Not hard to understand. It's anyone who listened to me sing. And if your arms are empty now, then who am I to blame? You think if I was always here, our love would be the same. But as it is, the time we have is worth the time alone. Lying by your side, the greatest peace I've ever known. But it's goodbye again. I'm sorry to believe in you. Goodbye. You could tell me, why do we always fight when I have to go?
Olivia Newton-John, one of Charlie Brown's favorite people, and a lot of other people's favorite people, too. And goodbye again. Well, in going over some of these letters for the Mother of the Year contest, we have a great number from children themselves. Others are from adults, but these from the kids are really great. It just shows what impresses some children about what mothers do for them and how much their values are. Where are your priorities in your own life? And it's real nice to read these. Now, some of them talks about like this. My mom goes to school to be a nurse in Charlottesville, and she sweeps the floor, too, when she gets home in the evening. She cooks in the evening when we get home. With my report card, she gives us money, about a dollar and a half. My mom's the greatest. This is another one. She buys me nice clothes. She cleans the house very good. She cooks dinner for us, and she calls us up in the morning for school. And she lets us watch TV. My mom fastens my coat. I love my mom. The end. Isn't that dear? My mom likes to sing, and she likes babies, too. She helps me with my work, and she works in the garden, too. And she likes to play with me, and she's nice to me. She likes to wash dishes. She really does. She likes to pick flowers, too, and she loves me, too. And she likes to wash my clothes. My mother takes me to church. My mother is the greatest. I like my mother because she takes care of me and she feeds me and she washes my clothes and she cooks my food and makes me happy. See these things? It's all on where do you have your priorities, as I said. My mother cooks and she is nice and she comes on... Well, I can't read that one. And she washes clothes and my mother likes... baseball. She likes to go to church and to learn about God, and she likes to play with me in the summer, and we go to church with, and she goes, I'm sorry, but I can't read that one. I can't read the writing. She likes to play tennis with me. There we go. My mother does not let me get a job. She does not let me go hunting. She does a lot of work. She fixes dinner. She pays me when my report card is good. She lets me go on trips. She fixes potatoes for me. She is my mom and loves me, and I love her too. When I have a cold, she takes care of me. She loves me, and I love her. Isn't that neat? Here's another. My mother's the greatest. My mother is a housewife, and she's a good mother to me, and she has a garden, too. She feeds my dog, she lets me play baseball, and she washes clothes, and we go to Culpeper Lake and play in the swing. On the swing. My mother is the prettiest. Well, now, there you go. And at the end, it says, the end of the story. Well, isn't that dear? These things from children, and it's their true feelings are right there. No inhibitions about it. And that makes it that much more charming to read from a child. So, there we go. Honesty pays. Next, coming up on Music on the Afternoon Show, here's an oldie from O.C. Smith. This is called Don't Misunderstand.
Don't misunderstand. We are only strangers on our way to someone else, to some place we forgot. Don't mistake my smile. It just means I'm lonely. Love me till this day is past, and then forget we met. We're just stealing time in some secret place, yielding to a soft wind day to love the pain away. Don't misunderstand. You are no concern of mine. But in case you're free sometime and need some time with me sometime to hold my hand, then I will understand. Just in case you're free sometime, need some time, oh, with me sometime, to hold my hand, then I will.
That's me, with a surprise for you at your participating Tasty Freeze.
The old-time favorite, Big T, French fries and a drink, only 96 cents.
This is Tasty Freeze, and everybody loves Big T.
Come to the party at Tasty Freeze.
The weather for Orange, Nethers, Palmyra, and Louisa called for this afternoon an afternoon shower, but right here in Orange, we didn't get one. Maybe you did wherever you are in the five-county area. Then it was to be mostly sunny, which it was here all afternoon. We got up to an 80-degree reading here in Orange. It's going to be fair tonight with lows around 50 or in the low 50s. Variable cloudiness tomorrow, the highs in the mid to upper 70s, and the chance of rain is 30% this afternoon, near zero tonight, and 30% tomorrow, with winds variable, 10 miles an hour or less today and tonight. It's holding at an 80-degree reading Fahrenheit in Orange right now. That's 26.6 degrees Celsius and a 41% relative humidity. And that's our weather for now. We should have an updated forecast to get into the 5 o'clock news time, so stick around. We'll be getting to that when we pick it up off the line. A small black Angus feeder steer with an aluminum ear tag has been lost in the Orange Gordonsville corridor. 832-2301 is the number to call if you have seen this steer. 832-2301. And another lost and found item. Two dogs have been lost on Route 631 near Leon. One is a large St. Bernard. The other is a small white dog wearing a red collar. 948-6510 is the number to call if you have, are the ones that have lost these two birds out running around. Two dogs, it should say. I call them all birds. And one more. A white and brown long-haired dog has been found in the Brightwood area. This dog is blind, has a growth on the side of its head. It isn't wearing any collar or tag. If it's yours, call 948-4204. 948-4204. Okay. If you have any lost and found items, you can call them into WJMA anytime for any other commercial activity of any non-commercial activity that you'd like to have mentioned on the air. Drop a card to Bulletin Board, WJMA Radio, Box 271, Orange, Virginia. Our zip is 22960. And if you can't mail it or you don't want to, just drop it by the station during the business day. We'll be glad to take care of it. Music continues on the Late Afternoon Show. Coming your way now is Ramsey Lewis and the Earth, Wind, and Fire Group. This is Sun Goddess. Called South Side of the Rio Grande by Bob Jenkins. Our time is 29 minutes after 5. You're tuned to WJMA, AM and FM in Orange, Virginia. It's 80 degrees in Orange right now.
Well, I woke up this morning, you were on my mind. I got troubles, I got worries, I got love.
woke up this morning, you were on my mind. You were on my mind. My mind. Oh, my mind.
I got a man.
And I got the rhythm.
I got a move.
And I got the moon.
I got a wall.
And I got the horse away.
It's a Mike Curb congregation, and you were on my mind. And here's some things that have come in off the Associated Press line for beauty tips, girls. You can't always judge how an eyeshadow is going to look on you by seeing it in the case, or on a friend, or even on your own hand. The color and texture of your eyelids may make all the difference, so you've got to experiment. Don't just come marching out with stuff and say, this is great, there's nothing... It's kind of wild, though, when you get some of these things on and you look either pop-eyed or something is different. So experimentation is the thing. And hang your head, it says here. Hang your head when you brush your hair. That's what it means. And that's always been the case. You brush it vigorously with your head way over and you brush forward. And that way you bring all the blood to your scalp and it shines up your hair. Put a lot of blood in your head, and you come up red-faced, but you feel pretty good about the whole thing. So, no, but really, that's seriously, that should be the way that you brush your hair. Bend over and do it. Don't beat yourself to death in it, but just go ahead and give your hair a good brushing every day. That gets the dust and all this pollutants out of your hair. Joni Mitchell with Jericho. Coming up, music on the late afternoon show at 6 o'clock. You know what it is? It's the People's Choice. Stick around.
I'll try to keep myself open up to you. That's a promise that I made to love. When it was new, just like Jericho, I said that these walls come tumbling down.